All right, I got a weird half-baked thought that I had yesterday that I'm going to try to dig back up and spit at you, and that is that procrastination is an addiction. So I mean this in a very literal way, and I might have trouble drawing lines between these two things, but they're there. I was thinking about, I forget the exact thought I had. I was driving home last night, and I was thinking about, I don't remember the specific thought, but procrastination and how basically... You know, maybe it was the dishes. Oh, it was support. Here's what it is. I got it. It was support tickets. So I told you that I'm revamping my life. I'm being the anti-Caleb. I get up in the morning and I go through emails and then support requests and GitHub issues and things like that. And I've never done that before. I always sporadically do those things when the dishes pile up. That's my life. I'm a dishes pile up guy. But actually, I put away the dishwasher dishes this morning. I do every morning. And I do all these chores every morning now, okay? But here's the thing. I went to Mexico, and even before then, I was like, you know, hastily packing and planning this trip, so I was kind of dead to my work anyway. So it's been like over a week since I've seen any of this stuff. And so I came back, and I opened up the support requests, and I went through the easy ones, but then there were a few ones that were like, oh, there might be like a bug in the combo box or something in Alpine Components. Okay, that's not an easy one. That's a roll up your sleever. And when those come along and it's just the only one for the day, yeah, I'll tackle it. When those come along and there's a pile of things, I'm not going to tackle that right now. So I recognized something that's happening. I went, oh my gosh, oh no, this is it. I smell it. I see it. I know what this is. I've been here before 10,000 times. And that is that feeling of, that's a lot right now. I'll do that tomorrow. And you don't think about how stupid that is to say. You don't think about how much of a bald face, I think both are acceptable, how much of a bald face lie that is. That, I'll just do it tomorrow. I got a lot going on here. I'm not going to okay? Right. So I smelled it and I go, wait a second. Caleb, be careful. Be careful. This is how it ends. This is how it all comes crumbling down. Same thing with my office. I'll tidy that up. The random like sweaters that I took off midday because I'm too hot that are piling up in the corner and the monitor Apple box that I haven't found a home for that's sitting in the middle of it's just, and then it becomes a fixture. And then the pile of dishes, the pile of clothes, the pile of support requests, the pile of pull requests, all those things, all the chores, all the dishes, all the things that stack up, all the monotony in your life, all the things that cause me pain. You just plug your ears after a certain point because when they build and now they're bigger, right? And so all you do is avoid them more and they get bigger over time. And that's a self-feeding cycle until they're so bad that you heroically don your armor and run headfirst into the pile of clothes and burn them to the ground and applaud and think, I am a new man and I'll never let this happen again. And then you inevitably do and repeat the cycle, rinse and repeat. Okay, this is procrastination. This is whatever it is. I don't know what it is. It's something. It's ADHD. It's procrastination. It's something. It's laziness. I don't know what it is, but it's a quality that I have and I think many others have. I know distinctly many don't have this quality. And I applaud them for that. And half of you listening are probably that way. But the other half, you got this quality. This is a common one. Yes. So what's the thought about this? What's the thought about addiction? Well, I have two things. What I realized, here's what I said in my head. It was like, Caleb, oh no, you forgot. You forgot the fundamental truth. And the fundamental truth is it will never be easier to tackle that support request than it is right now. It will never be easier to put that bowl in the dishwasher than it is right now. It will never be easier to empty the dishwasher than it is right now. It will never be easier to open this pull request or to pull down this pull request or write a test for this failing case than it is right now. And you have to remind yourself of that like a mantra, because that is the truth. And the lie that you tell yourself all the time is that it will be easier some other time. That's the fundamental lie that underpins all of this chaos. And the solution to it, the antidote, is this mantra it will never be easier than it is right now. Okay, so that was crystal clear to me in my little thought process about procrastination and how I'm letting the support tickets pile up and I'm about to enter back into my old ways and I need to not, right? That mantra popped into my head. The reason I'm linking this to addiction is because that mantra came from my experience with addiction. And recently, somebody came to me and they're saying that they're quitting smoking. And I was like, good for you, you know? And I left them with a little tidbit. And I said, you know, I get it. I've been there before. And specifically with smoking and other forms of nicotine, highly addictive. Don't mess with nicotine. It's the worst and the best. And it is the most addictive thing I've ever experienced in my life. And I have plenty of experience with nicotine addiction. and specifically with nicotine addiction. But I've had experience with other addictions, nothing like, you know, not like hard drugs or anything, but I know better than to do any hard drug because I know myself and it wouldn't end well. But yeah, soft drugs I have experience with. I remember being addicted to weed, like in my college age days. I was like, which I don't know. They say you can't get addicted to weed. I disagree completely. Not physically addicted, which is nice. Like there's no withdrawal symptoms, but I pretty much had to have it every night. And you're like freaking like crackhead smoking. I mean, I don't know if you're sensitive to weed talk, but if you've smoked weed, you know that the like resin it leaves in the bowl and like res blasting, you know, bowls at like 2 a.m. in the morning. Then you're okay. There's a problem here. You know, there's a problem. This is not okay. Anyway, nicotine addiction, really brutal. And that's like a little mantra that I came up with for myself that I always have to remind myself of is like, it'll never be easier to refuse that. So if, you know, let's say you quit cigarettes and you're tempted by, or you're trying to quit or whatever, let's say you go 5 days without smoking and you're like about to smoke one for some reason, whatever. And you think to yourself when you're doing that, thoughts very much like procrastination thoughts. You think to yourself, I'll abstain again tomorrow, or tomorrow I'll, you know, you tell yourself that it'll be easier or more likely, or you defer this to your future self. You put the load on your future self, but the reality is that it will never be easier to refuse that cigarette than it is right now. And if you smoke that, you have ratcheted up the difficulty. So if you weren't able to refuse this cigarette right now, now that you've ratcheted up the difficulty, the next time is harder, but you're going to be your same self. So if you couldn't refuse it the first time, you are definitely not going to be able to refuse it the second time. And that cycle will rinse and repeat over and over and over until the dishes pile up and you're so brutally addicted that you need a come to Jesus moment and you need to take a trip or go stay with a friend who doesn't smoke or go stay with your parents who don't know you smoke or something and do something drastic to change your environment and rid yourself of the addiction. You know, that's the dishes. The dishes are the same thing. It's the same thing. And addiction is letting a habit pile up instead of it's letting a dopamine hit pile up. It's taking that easy thing, the thing that feels good in that moment. It's taking that hit and letting your future self do the hard thing. Yeah, it's so similar. Dealing with an addiction is so similar to dealing with procrastination. It's like shocking. And I never made that parallel until yesterday when I realized that the mantra that has guided me through addictions in the past also guides me through procrastination. So they're the same in some way. It feels too simple to say taking the easy way out or doing the easy thing in the moment or whatever. So I like having a more interesting mantra, like it will never be easier than it is right now. And that will probably crop up, you know, I don't know. It's one of those life-isms. But thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. That's all I got for you today. I'll be seeing you.